I think the letter can be separated into the responsa can be separated into two parts. The first part, which unfortunately we don't have the letter which was sent to him, so we don't really know exactly what he's responding to. But the first part of the letter, the first paragraph, is basically saying that he doesn't agree, and the reason why he doesn't agree is actually because of the Alter Rebbe. And he brings these several quotes from the Alter Rebbe, from Likutei Torah and other places, where the Alter Rebbe says there is not a Teheles, and the Alter Rebbe implies that not being Teheles is related to the state of Galus in different places, limping with one foot, limping with two foot, so one foot. He claims that the Alter Rebbe is making a drush that one foot means with the white tzitzis, with two foot means with tzitzis, with Lavan and the Teheles. So basically what the Rebbe Rashab is saying is like this, is, you know, the Alter Rebbe clearly says that Teheles is related to the Messianic Restoration. And obviously in his time, during the life of the Rebbe Rashab, he says, you know, we are not in Yemot HaMashiach. We are in Galus. I mean, he was in Rostov under, you know, he had left Lubavitch because of persecution and stuff. He was in Rostov. There was not really Mashiach at that time. There was, you can't even imagine that there was anything about Mashiach at that time. So basically, he says, I don't agree. Then he goes into details of the letter. And the first thing is about the Kabbalistic aspect of it. And I believe he's quoting, he actually says, well, your father, or you quote about the level of the light of Abba, coming from the Tefillin Shel Rosh. And this is an argument I've seen and I wrote myself, also, right? Because people say, oh, we're not able to access that level. But actually, we said that the Tefillin Shel Rosh also comes from that level. So the Rebbe Rashab rejects that analogy, and he goes into details of why the light, the spiritual light from the Tefillin Shel Rosh, is different from the spiritual light of the level of Abba, although both are from the level of Abba, but why they are different, the Teheles one from the one of Tefillin Shel Rosh, hence why we cannot compare both matters, right? But he at the end he says, despite all that, he himself says, right, that the Amoraim wore it in the Talmudic times, and the Tanaim wore it even after the Churban. So he ends that section saying like this, that despite all that being said, the mitzvah of Teheles is eternal, and that whenever we find it, we need to wear it, according to all that. Then he goes in the next paragraph talking about the Arizal. Brings that reason basically saying the opposite. Not really the opposite, but what he's saying is like that. He's saying that the Arizal says that actually in our times there is no need to use the Teheles to reach the four strings of the tzitzis, because right now we are in Galut. Hence our tzitzis are only tzitzis de ima, from the level of ima, which they are only white. So hence, we don't really need Teheles to reach the number four, which is interesting. Maybe this is a remiss to the Tosfos ratio. I know now that I think about it, because I mean, if you think about the ratio of the Arizal, or the so-called Arizal ratio, right? I mean, it's seven strings plus one. But he's talking about four chutim, so it's a, you know, it seems like he's going with the Tosfos Shita that is two and two, and what the Shulchan Aruch says that right now two full strings are Lavan in place of the original from Teheles. But anyway, I don't want to go into this argument. The point is he goes into the Arizal, and then he brings this Arizal to tell you that actually there is no need to wear Teheles, in our time. And this links to something that the result says in that source, where he's quoting, where you go to the Briaets, Chaim Vital quotes the Arizal as saying that despite the fact that today we don't have Tehillis, and then hence apparently that level of spiritual light would not be drawn down into the world, he says that spiritual level is actually being drawn down to us anyway in a different way, through a different mechanism. Okay, and I'm happy to bring the source for that if anyone wants to challenge that. But the light from Tehillis comes down to us anyway. What it doesn't come down to us is through the channel of having the mitzvahs of Tehillis, because we don't have it. So Hashem doesn't deprive us from having that illumination, that spiritual light. They give it to us through a different way. So basically he's saying, listen, we don't have the mitzvah, and we are not missing anything, because that level of spiritual light comes down to us anyway through different channels. So our tzitzis right now don't need to draw down that sort of light. That is what he's actually saying. That's what his sort of argument. I spoke with actually a couple of people who spoke with the late Rabbi Shochat about it. I know he's the shver of Rabbi Weisberg, and they quoted him as saying, not that he was really against the Tehillis, but he says that wearing the Tehillis doesn't really accomplish anything in our days. And that's basically what the Rizal is saying. The Rizal is saying that in terms of bringing down the light, doesn't bring down any light. In terms of any, that light actually comes down to us through a different channel. So it doesn't draw down any new spiritual light. But the Rabbi Rashab said, despite of all that, if we found it, you have to wear it, because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. All of that mitzvah d'oraisa is not really today working as it should. And to be honest, that's the case of many mitzvahs that we do today, that they're actually only the Rabbanan, and we just do it as a zecher to the original mitzvah d'oraisa, right? So you may actually argue that many of the mitzvahs that we do today are like shaking the lulav and all those things during 7 days and all those things, you know, that we do. Does it draw down light? Probably yes, but it's the Rabbanan, it's not the oraisa, right? So there's a difference there. So maybe he's trying to say that you know, the oraisa you should do it, but the oraisa you don't actually need it, the Rabbanan you should do it because it's a mitzvah. Maybe it could be interpreted that way. Then I think then the next part that you bring, Rafi, regarding the shofar, I think what he's trying to explain is why sometimes a mitzvah will be cancelled, right? So he brings the example of the shofar. Now, he stops short of saying that Tehillis was cancelled. He doesn't say that. He's just trying to explain why sometimes mitzvahs are cancelled due to rabbinical concerns. So I interpret the Shuvah saying that he wonders why the hell was stopped. That's why he doesn't buy the reason that it was canceled due to rarity and bringing the Esrog. He says, listen, maybe it was not because it was rare and it was difficult to get it, because otherwise people for the Esrog, they went to great lengths to get the right Esrog. He said, maybe there's a concern here of Kilian, maybe it's of Shanetz, right? Although he doesn't mention the word Shanetz, but maybe this is the issue there, that they were worried that they would put linen and cotton, linen and wool together. And maybe that's the concern. I think that's what he's sort of hinting to, although he doesn't really say it. So basically the letter is like this. I cannot agree because this is related to the messianic redemption, according to some of the writings of the Alter Rebbe. Then, anyway, the Rizal says doesn't bring light. Anywhere our cities today don't need the Helles to reach the number four of strings, to four strings. We can use the white because our Helles is because our cities are cities de Ima. And then why it was canceled, I don't know. Maybe because of a concern, a rabbinical concern. I don't think it's because of rarity. And by the way, I saw a fish that looks like that in the aquarium and actually did not pay attention to it. It didn't come to my mind that this is the Helles. I think this is what he's trying to say. Basically, he doesn't really deal with the issue. He doesn't go into the simanim. He doesn't go into all the discussion. He is doche shela. He's just telling you, well, I don't really need it. And maybe there's a concern. I don't know why we lost it. So I don't have to worry about it. That's the whole thing. He says, I don't have to worry about this. If you find it, you wear it, no problem. You're a big tzaddik. He calls his father and the one who wrote the letter, big tzaddikim. But he says, I don't have to be concerned with this because we're not in the in the Messianic redemption. There's maybe an issue that the rabbinical concerns, then anyway, doesn't accomplish anything extra because all the light from the mitzvah anywhere comes. Of course, you may say that you fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa. So if you find it, okay, I'll put it on. But I think this is the sort of approach he has. And but the time right now, I would say, the times have changed from the time of the Rebbe Rashab in terms of we have obviously, while most people believe, we are really on the doorsteps of the Geula, either from a Zionist point of view of having, you know, Medinas Israel as the beginning of the redemption, and that's said in many prayers from many places, you know, in many communities. And then even if you don't are necessarily inclined to think that way, well, you have the Lubavitcher Rebbe saying in many places that this is the time for the ultimate redemption. He actually referenced a few times to the events that were happening in Eretz Israel with the Six-Day War and the Yom Kippur War and Yom HaTzma'ut and everything, you know. And so he's linking all those things to a signs of the redemption, whether he agrees or not with the Israeli government or how the Zionists established the state. The Lubavitcher Rebbe was not really worried about that issue. You know, and obviously if Hashem could use Rashaim to do mitzvahs, Kal v'chomer, he could use Jews to do mitzvahs, even if they're not done in the most kosher way. And this is actually an argument that is proven in the book Emma Banim Esmecha. There's many proof to this point. I encourage everyone to read it. So either from the Hasidic point of view or from basically the more Zionist point of view, I think pretty much everyone agrees that we are there. We are in the footsteps of the redemption. Even has started already, you know. I mean, Zionists say that it has started. Many in Chabad also think that the redemption has started for different ways, for different reasons, but the time has different. So the argument, it can be done, can be put forward quite rightly, that concern from the Alter Rebbe that you know, the Helles is a sign of the Geulah when the bride is, the groom is coming, which is Mashiach, and so on and so forth. You may say, yes, that's perfectly okay, and that's why the Helles was really not being able to you know, to be available to the public until the early 1990s, 1993, I think I read, it was 1993, 1994. That's why, right? So the restoration of the mitzvah of the Helles at this time makes perfect sense with the historical events that we are living today, and with the times in where we're living today. So this is the biggest argument that we can make about it. Yes, at the time of the Rebbe Rashab, more than 200 years ago, you could make an argument that there's no Mashiach here, and you know, and in some sources, like the Alter Rebbe, it links it to the redemption. So I cannot agree that this is the Tehillis. Perhaps that's what he means. But in our times, someone who is a little bit sensitive to what is happening quite clearly could see that this concern is not a concern anymore.